Contemporary Dance Theater's performance and Time Art series showcases new work in dance, theater, spoken word, and music in the intimate setting of the College Hill Town Hall. Their next performance series is March 8th and 9th, and Karen Whistle-Shioda is co-producer for this event. She's here in the studio. Welcome, Karen.
Hi, Anne.
Tell us more about the Performance in Time Art series, which has the easy-to-remember label PTA. Who's going to be performing? This is a real potpourri.
We have a wide range of many seasoned performers and also some new emerging artists. Jill Becker, Melissa Heston. We have a North American new opera workshop piece being performed. Alan Oddie, who is a well-known percussionist and played for John Cage. And Louise Smith, who danced and performed works for Meredith Monk and Anne Bogard.
We have opera, we have percussion.
We have dance theater, and we also have an interactive sound system. We're calling it Human Motion Wind Chimes.
Tell us a little bit more about each of the elements that are going to go into this happening.
Let's see, Jill Becker, who was extensively toured through Europe and North America, is going to do two short dance pieces. One that deals with the awkwardness of speaking before words and ideas are fully formed, and the other is going to be a melody of characters where she's going to be in a miniskirt and hiking boots. Melissa Heston is going to do A Mi Manare, which is My Way, she's calling it, and it's going to compare a female CEO and a female matador. And Jennifer Jolly and Kendall A from NanoWorks are going to be doing a short comedic opera, The Bubble. And Alati is doing Fragments of Sapporo. Louise Smith, Obie and Bessie award-winning actress, going to be premiering a work called One Don't Operate Without the Other.
So this is quite an assortment. And Tell us more about the piece you and your husband.
The piece that we're going to do is called Reverie, and it's a dance piece based on moments when the mind drifts between reality and fantasy and dream and waking life. What happens is I trigger all of the sounds in the piece in real time. That's part of the element, but also on top of that, a layer on top of that is that Kazuaki can play like an accompanist can traditionally play along with that music. So it's a new musical form and dialogue between dancer and musician.
Contemporary Dance Theater has been doing these PTA showcases for a long time, and they have brought a lot of new work to the public's attention. What's your role as a co-producer?
My role as a producer is to bring a wide variety of performances and performing artists to the show. For this particular show, I had seen Melissa Heston and Louise Smith and Jill Becker's work in a previous PTA, and they're all living in Yellow Springs at Antioch. And then Alan Oddie is a wonderful percussionist, and so we approached him, and he said he agreed, and that's how that came about.
Do you find that working with such a wonderful spectrum of artists enriches your own work?
Definitely, and it's the thing I love the most about this show. You get to view how other artists work in their medium, and you get to view their process, and in that process, you can take on how they develop and create.
Well, it's a multimedia showcase, and it's all part of the Contemporary Dance Theater's Performance in Time Art presentation on March 8th and 9th at the College Hill Town Hall. My thanks to Karen Whistle-Shioda, who's co-producer of PTA program. You can find out more about it by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.